Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, wow, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, the most awesome, the state that I love, Alabama. And I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, let me tell you who else covers some major ground, by the way. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So, yes, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. Southern Immediate Care is like, wow, open 7 days a week. They can see all ages, from pediatric all the way to geriatric. They can see everybody. You can get your shots and your x-rays right there on site. Southern Immediate Care. And, oh, by the way, that seven-day-a-week thing, think about what that means. We wake up on a Saturday morning feeling bad. You don't have to wait till Monday. You go online, you find the location nearest to you, you head on down to Southern Immediate Care. Folks, this is who I use personally. And I say that, so in all sincerity, I didn't start using them because they advertised. I was using them, was impressed, asked them if they would advertise at that point, and they said, yeah. And by the way, they're owned by a Right Side Ruffian. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care. You check them out, find the location nearest to you, all over our listening area, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I tell you what, I got to take some text messages here, bro. I mean, what in the world? How many do we have? Good Lord.
Quite a few.
Was I that loquacious that I did not get back to my pernicious texters?
Man, I think that's just that's the way the week is gone.
I hate to be contumacious. I don't want to be pernicious in any way.
Quit sounding like a lawyer.
That could almost be determined as salacious. Okay, so Becky from Shelby County says, if Trump's elected, I'd like to see Vivek Ramaswamy be his press secretary. Now, that would be fun. that would be fun.
I mean, you know, hey, really, does it matter? I mean, with what we've seen the last, you know, handful of years from press secretaries, does it?
There's nowhere to go but up.
I mean, it's better than Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah. I think Vivek, there's no way they could out-talk him. He could destroy people. That would be funny in the press room.
I like it.
Andrew from Tony, Alabama says, when I was deployed to Iraq in 2008, I met a civilian contractor who told me he had been in the warehouses in Baghdad and other areas where WMDs were being stored. They were not there at the time, but he said you could see where they were stored. I believe you, man. Absolutely. By the way, thanks for your service. John from Brownsboro says, okay, apparently his text got lost and part of it came through late. So he had said, what I meant to say earlier was he came to the defense of Haley. Talk about Christie. He came to the defense of Haley. It was honorable. It was his statement that legislators, advisors, and generals would dictate his decisions that burned the shred of respect he earned. Okay, fair enough. Brian from Athens says, looks like the Tannerite sales are going to go up if Butters is right. What did you say earlier that caused that? Tannerite sales. Tannerite, man. There's some folks I know that have used Tannerite to have some, you know, fun moments and got a little carried away. And let's say that the sheriff's department got phone calls.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't either, but okay. Nonetheless, Ryan from Hazel Green says, I think they're the gender reveal stuff. That's what it was.
Yeah.
He says, I think the gender reveal would be rainbow colors. It's a they. Brian from Hazel Green. He says, I feel like plain white baby powder would be just considered racist. Oh, you know what?
Very good point.
Very good point. Marcus from Huntsville says, back in my day, if you did something to yourself to make yourself non-deployable, there was a decent chance you're going to be discharged and subject to UCMJ. No doubt. No doubt, Marcus. Thanks for your service, too. Devin from Brownsboro says, sitting here thinking, when is Phil going to make another on-air bet with Butters this time? Kind of missed the bet you had with Boomer and the loser had to eat donuts. Actually, it was the winner had to eat donuts. The winner ate donuts while the loser had to do push-ups in the studio.
Mm.
Maple bacon donuts. I'm not sure if you're aware, Butters, but the official food of Right Side Radio is maple bacon donuts.
Maple bacon donuts.
Yeah, they're pretty epic.
As long as I can have syrup on them.
Oh, my gosh. Amy from Rainbow City says she, by the way, she's newly appointed to one of the local library boards. I think she was appointed by Representative Mac Butler.
Nice.
Says, yesterday I took in 30 requests for reconsideration forms on transgender books in the children's and teen sections of the Gadsden Public Library. Wow. Said, I'm planning on taking in 40-plus more separate forms on other transgendering and drag queen books next week. There's a clear agenda, even in small-town Alabama. Yeah, I no doubt. Well, go get them, Amy. Let us know how it goes. Brian from Huntsville says, he says, LGBTQ+. I have asked many what it means. I've never gotten a straight answer. Get it? A straight answer. He says, after a female-to-male transition paid by us, do we also pay for their razor blades for the gas mask integrity? Yeah, no doubt. Raven from Russellville says, I was offended the majority of time I was in. Military, he's talking about. Seemed to be okay then. Why not now? Says saying. He says, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. This I believe. Salute rendered, Colonel. Outstanding. Appreciate you, Raven. Robert from Huntsville says, you become undeployable if you vote conservative now. There's that. And then Charlie from Huntsville says, Klinger was not gay or trans. He was merely wearing women's clothes, so they were thinking he was crazy. He could get a Section 8 to get out of Korea. Charlie, I know. I was there. I watched. MASH was my favorite show. The point being, though, that back then, his behavior was considered crazy, and nowadays it's considered, like, normal, don't question it.
Could you even make that show today? Like the whole show.
There's no telling. A female character named Hot Lips, a male character who cross-dresses, and it's considered crazy. And then how many other, misogynistic moments did they have in there?
Bunch of white dudes, too.
And a bunch of white dudes. Oh, and I'll tell you what else, too. And I don't know how they got away with this. Maybe that's only why it was only one season. If you go back and watch the original MASH series, the very first season only, the only black character I remember on a regular basis, and his name was Spearchucker Jones.
Mm.
And I'm looking back at that thinking, God almighty. Even back then, I thought, how'd they do that? Yeah. Hey, let me jump on this topic for a few minutes. This is my second dipper. So I'm getting a little dipper and two big dippers, sort of. But here's the thing. This story's got to be told. We talked a lot about the fact that, social media has been abused in terms of conservative positions being suppressed or narratives not being allowed or, for that matter, even just flat out censored, with the government treating it like it was their plaything to come in and change things around and to request certain things be taken down. And yet so much of America now gets their information off of a social media platform. And not just a TikTok video. I mean, there's actual news links to stories where you can find them and you realize, oh, I want to read that story. So that being said, you look at it and realize the importance of social media. Okay, I get that. But at the same time, they also have noted that social media is, in many ways, the veritable electronic town square now. It's where ideas are exchanged, people talk, things are said. So when does free speech stop there? Well, it's not supposed to stop there. But have you heard the story about a guy named Douglas Mackey? Have you heard the story, Butters?
I have not.
Douglas Mackey, he's 33 years old. He was convicted in March of this year because in the year 2016, when he was in his 20s, he thought it'd be funny to put up a meme that had a picture of a lady standing, and I don't know if he's racist or not. All I know is he put up a meme. It had a picture of a lady, happened to be a black lady, standing next to a sign that said something like African Americans for Hillary or something. But it said you can vote online. It said why wait in the line? Cast your vote by text, and it gave a phone number. And they're trying to say that people fell for it and that it in some way suppressed voting. He was convicted this year of spreading fraudulent messages and advertisements on social media, and he's looking at spending the better part of a year in jail. And this has gotten a whole free speech conversation going. The guy puts up a meme on social media, and now he's being convicted. He was convicted in March of this year, I believe. So here's the thing. That, by the way, CNBC wants to portray it as he was trying to suppress the votes, but they do admit in their article, it's not immediately clear if anyone failed to vote as a result of Mackey's, they call it scheme, because CNBC is all in the tank for this. Prosecutors said that 99% of the texts that were received by that number that was sent, what I'm trying to say is they don't know for a fact that anybody didn't go vote. So they can't say for a fact that it did. They can just say he conspired to make it happen. Well, story here on Reason.com. It took an FBI investigation, a three-week trial, and lots of taxpayer dollars, but the government finally got what it wanted. A Florida man is heading to federal prison. Actually, you know what? He was just convicted in October. So a Florida man is heading to prison for disseminating memes during the 2016 election season that prosecutors alleged, quote, deprived people of their constitutional right to vote. They don't have any names. They just believe that it happened. And it says, however you feel about Mackey, that's the guy's name, Douglas Mackey, Mackey's obnoxious brand of politics and his feeble attempts at comedy, the case has become about a lot more than just him, raising questions about protected speech, over-criminalization, and a politicized Department of Justice. This is what they're focused on at the DOJ right now. Here's how they convicted him. Because, you know, you do have to have a law to go by. The government leveraged a law from 1870 that is still in the books. It's over a century before Twitter even became a thing, right? That legislation was passed in 1870 to stop the Ku Klux Klan from trying to prevent black people from voting, as they were known to do back then. It says, according to the indictment for this guy, Mackey, the DOJ alleges that he, quote, conspired to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate one or more persons in the free exercise and enjoyment of a right and a privilege secured to them by the Constitution. We're looking at a guy who in his 20s did something immature and foolish and who was looking at spending some serious time in jail. However, Butters with the sound effect. There it is. I will say this. There is hope on the horizon. Last article for the break. Douglas Mackey. So that happened in October. They immediately appealed because upon the conviction in October, he was being sent to jail. And yet the appeal was still, you know, about to kick off. So in a decision right now, it says, and this article came out yesterday, day before yesterday, in a decision that shows some consideration of free speech rights, a federal appellate court has now halted the seven-month incarceration of Douglas Mackey. Mackey became the focus of the legal proceedings I just talked about, yada, yada, yada. Says the stay of his sentence was signed by Judge Omar Williams of the U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut. Mackey will now formally surrender, but the district court will then set guidelines for his release, and any future detention petitions can be made without prejudice. And what happened was basically the government said, no, we want him in jail now. We want him in jail now. We want him in jail now. And the court said that it appears that he does have a substantial and debatable issue that may, if ruled in his favor, invalidate the conviction. In other words, you don't let a guy out because you recognize it was overwhelming evidence that he was an axe murderer. You don't. The guy's not a harm to himself or others. The guy's also got a position that very likely could get overturned on appeal. And so they're saying, okay, you're not going to go to jail right now. That's a win. That's an appellate win. And that also signals to the prosecution, you better get your act together at the lower court level because we see this as being something that may not stand up under appeal. A meme, dude. A meme. It's
crazy.
It's a meme. I'm just saying. It's just obnoxious. All right, let's take a break. Take the last break of the day. I'll get a few more text messages when we come back. And we are there. End of the day. Go home time on a beautiful December day that feels more like spring. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'll tell you who else has got a ton of superpower common sense. That's our friends at the Elm Foundation. Y'all ought to check them out. They really should. So the Elm Foundation, E-L-M, Elm Foundation, they're based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3 that is using what I would have to refer to as conservative principles to help restore quality of life to people. And they're not like a government organization slinging money at something, hoping it sticks. No, this is like an organization that specializes in getting people off the streets, of helping restore sort of a sense of self-worth through having a quality work ethic, giving them, by the way, the things they need to get the leg up, but not just a hand out, it's more of a hand up. And they're actually walking them through the process with accountability, making a plan, having milestones. Folks, it's changing lives. The Elm Foundation, we had them in studio a while back, did a great interview, love what they're doing and what they stand for. But so check them out. The Elm Foundation, that's E-L-M, and their website is ElmHSV, because they're in Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. And by the way, this is year-end giving time. A lot of folks out there, you're thinking, okay, I want to give to some charitable organization at the year-end, and that's great. You might want to consider the Elm Foundation. Go to their website, elmhsv.org. And by the way, if you talk to them, tell them you heard about them on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. Got a bunch of texts. Wow, I didn't even get to all of them. We're getting smoked on the text today, bud. John from Huntsville does have the grades in. Phil, you did a pretty good job today, so you get a solid A. Man, he's rough on me lately. Pretty good job today, so you get a solid A. Also, I like the term mini dipper a whole lot better than little dipper. Well, daggum. He says, because I came up with the mini dipper. Oh. Lee from Huntsville was going to get an A+, but she just had to sneak in a roll tide, so she gets a B+. Butters did such a great job today, and he even threw in a surprise jackassery sound effect, so he gets an A++. However, Emily Jones also gets an A++, so Butters had to share first place trophy today. Congratulations, and go Noles.
I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
That's 2 days in a row for you.
Yes, and you, speaking of Emily Jones, I would like to point out, I did go find the link to her event in February, and it is on the resource page on the website, rightsideradio.org.
Awesome. Outstanding. Yeah, go check it out. The resource page on rightsideradio.org. And all our other stuff's on there, too. So, yeah, check them out. Outstanding, Butters. Thank you so much. Gary from Decatur, this is why we have to take the left-wing very seriously, rhetoric very seriously. They have made the laughable scary and the scary reality, and it's getting worse every day. Wow. Man.
Well said.
Anita from South Huntsville, there was a gag video that went viral made by somebody explaining, quote, did you know you can change your cell phone by microwaving it for a minute? Spoiler alert, you cannot, and it will destroy your phone. Oh, charge yourself. I'm not changed. Charge yourself by microwave. I was like, how can you change? I get it. Some people fell for it. Now I wonder if the maker could be held liable. It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Scott from Russellville questioned, if the meme highlighted whites and targeted Republicans, would it have been a problem? I'll leave that one for speculation. JT from Lacey Springs says, imagine the sitcom All in the Family with Archie Bunker in today's snowflake society. Oh, I know. And the thing is, they made Archie Bunker out to be sort of a caricature kind of guy. I mean, he was not to be taken seriously in terms of real life. He was a parody of what is out there, but it didn't make him look like the good guy in society. But at the same time, no, you probably couldn't even do that nowadays, because it would inflame somebody, trigger somebody, cause them to have to go to their cry rooms. I know it's ridiculous. Missy from Falkville says, I might have missed it, but what about the female Democrat that put out the same kind of meme? No charges for her? I don't know what story we're talking about. Missy, send us a storyline, and I'd love to follow up and know. I don't know about that. Mark from Tony says, God has given our government over to a reprobate mind. I hope not, man. I'd love to believe we're reclaimable as a nation, corporately. All right, listen, there it is. Big doings. Right Side Radio back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow. right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.